Look out now.
At some point, I'm going to be so presidential that you people will be so bored, and I will come back as a presidential person. A quote from our president before he became president. I think this about sums it up. Why behave like an adult if adulthood is boring? Why act wisely if wisdom will put the American people to sleep? Why be sane if sanity is no fun? Oh, sure, we could have elected a normal person, but why? To solve world problems and help steer the nation into the future? Come on, that's so yesterday, so meat and potatoes, so yawn-inducing. You want position papers and statesman-like pronouncements? Get a grip. This is reality TV, tweet storm and excitement. The man gets up pre-dawn to tweet some new outrage for the lying media to devour. He's pissed off and he wants some revenge. You don't get that? You'd like to take it out on the folks who criticize you, wouldn't you? You bet your toupee you would. He doesn't give a damn about who gets knocked down, whose feelings get hurt, what cherished value gets broken. And wouldn't we all love to be the bull in the china shop for once? Judging by the trolls out there in Cyberville, I'd say there's plenty of room for racists and misogynists and haters. They've waited their whole life, their whole empty life, for this opportunity. And now they've got their role model in the highest office in the land. Yeehaw. If I were one of these yahoos who think government is a bunch of stupid jerks who screwed up my life, I'd love this guy. He's a one-man wrecking ball. Congress? Oh, right. The dumbasses who can't repeal that terrible Obamacare we all hate. Those guys? The ones who spent the past 7 years tearing their hair out, but never put together the replacement plan. Those guys? That government? The one that couldn't agree on what day of the week it is, much less what month? Nah, give me the guy who has the guts day in and day out to tweet what idiots they all are. The guy who will bring back coal jobs. The guy who will stand up to France and Germany. The man who isn't afraid to admit he likes the manly Putin more than that dog-faced Merkel woman. The president who isn't afraid to change his mind when the mood suits him, just like us. Y'all. Let's just hope he doesn't get so presidential we're bored and becomes a presidential person. That's when we change the channel.
Look out now.